So let's review. My Rebbe Umay Rabbanan, what is the source for each opinion, whether the Chachamim intended the Gzeiros to apply during Ben Hashmashis of Shabbos or not? We have a Brice that says, Rebbe holds that an Erev that is on a tree lower than 10 Tfachim is a valid Erev, but may not be taken once Shabbos begins due to the Issur of using a tree. This Issur is not in effect during Ben Hashmashis when the Erev takes effect, because a Shvus does not apply during Ben Hashmashis. The Rabbanan hold, Kol Malkim Sha'as Litloi Eneru Ve'erev. Any situation in which you cannot take the Erev is not valid. And you cannot take the Erev off of a tree during Ben Hashmashis, because even Issurim D'Rabbanan are operative during Ben Hashmashis. The Braisa also taught, Nosnu B'Kakola V'Tolei B'Ilon, Afil L'Mala Masar Tfachim Eru Ve'erev. Rebbe holds that if you put the Erev in a basket and hang it on the Erev is valid. Ravina explains that if the tree alone were 4 Tfachim wide, it would be a Rishus HaYachid, and the basket would also be considered Rishus HaYachid, even if it is not 4 Tfachim wide. Taisa explains, because it is Chayri Rishus HaYachid, part of the Rishus HaYachid. Consequently, the Erev would be puzzled, since you cannot access it from the Rishus HaRabim where you are Kohen HaShvisa. Rebbe is talking about a case where the basket and tree are each less than 4 Tfachim wide, but combined to equal a space of 4 Tfachim. Rebbe holds a Grimeir who says, Chaykikin Lahashlim, we view a solid structure, in this case the tree, as if it were carved out to make the basket as if it were 4 Tfachim wide. Rebbe also holds like Rebbe Yehuda that the Erev has to be on a place that is 4 Tfachim wide, because the Erev always has to be on a Makim Chashub, a substantial place. However, the question is, the basket, now halachically 4 Tfachim wide, why is it not a Rishus HaYachid from which you cannot access the Erev? After all, Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda said, Noatz Kanem Rishus HaRam, V'nicht B'Roshet Traskel, an area elevated 10 Tfachim off the ground, that is 4 Tfachim wide, is considered to be Rishus HaYachid, based on the principle of Gurachis. We view the walls of the elevated basket as if they extend down to the ground and make up a mechitza of 10 Tfachim. The Gemara answers, Afilatame Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda. Even Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda would agree in this case that the basket is not a Rishus HaYachid, because we must first employ the concept of Chaykin Lahashlim to make the top of the basket 4 Tfachim wide, and only then can we utilize the concept of Gurachis to extend that 4 Tfachim area downward. We do not combine two concepts and use them together. Therefore, the basket is not a Rishus HaYachid, and the Erev is valid. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar, Shani Kol Kala, Hayil V'Yachal in Taisu Lavi L'Teich Asar. Rabbi Yirmiyahu explains that even if the tree itself is 4 Tfachim wide, which would make it a Rishus HaYachid, the Erev would still be valid, because the Erev will not have to be transferred directly from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRam. When the basket is tilted to within 10 Tfachim of the ground, it is in the Karmelis, and you can then take the Erev from the Karmelis to the Rishus HaRam, where he was Kohen HaShvisa, because the Shvus does not apply during Ben HaShmashis when the Erev takes effect.